He heals on a Saturday. One Saturday, Jesus went to the home of one of the leaders of the Pharisees to dine with him, and they were watching him closely. Now there was a man in front of him who was afflicted with edema. So Jesus said to the experts in religious law and the Pharisees, "Is healing on a Saturday lawful or not?" But they kept silent. So he took hold of the man, healed him, and sent him off. Then he said to them, "Which of you, if his son or even his ox falls into a well on a Saturday, does not get him out immediately?" But they could not answer him about this. Humility. When Jesus noticed how those who were invited chose the seats of honor, he told them this parable, saying, "When someone invites you to a wedding banquet, do not sit in the seats of honor. Perhaps he has invited someone more important than you. If so, the one who invited you both will come say to you, 'Give your place to this man.' Then you will withdraw in shame to take the least important place. Instead, when invited, go sit in the place of least importance. Then, when the one who invited you comes, he will say to you, 'Dear friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in front of all the guests who are present with you. For everyone who lifts himself up will be lowered, and whoever lowers himself will be lifted up." Then Jesus said to the man who had invited him, "When you prepare a luncheon or supper, do not invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. Otherwise, they themselves might also invite you in return, and you would receive your repayment. Instead, when you prepare a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then you will be blessed, because these people do not have the means to repay you, and so you will receive your repayment at the resurrection of the righteous." The Parable of the Great Banquet. When one of those present heard him say this, he said to him, "How fortunate for anyone who dines in the kingdom of God." Jesus said to him, "A man made a great banquet and invited many people. At the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those invited, 'Come, everything is ready.' But they began giving excuses. The first one said, 'I bought a field and I need to go see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 pairs of oxen, and I'm going now to examine them. Please excuse me.' And another said, 'I just got married. For this reason, I'm not able to come.' The servant returned and informed his master of this. The master of the house became angry and said to the servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of town and bring here the poor, the disabled, the blind, and the lame.' Afterwards, the servant said, 'Master, I have carried out your order, but there is still room.' The master said to the servant, 'Go out to the pathways and lanes and urge people to come, so that my house will be full. I assure you, not one of those who were invited will taste anything from my banquet.'" The cost of allegiance to Jesus. Huge crowds of people were going along with Jesus. He turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not consider me more precious to him than his father and mother, his wife and his children, his brothers and sisters, and even himself, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Let's suppose that one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and make a calculation of the cost to see if he has enough money for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation, if he is unable to finish it, then all those who see the site will laugh at him and say, "This fellow started to build but wasn't able to finish." Or let's suppose a king is going to fight against another king. Will he not first sit down to see if it is possible for him, with 10,000 men, to face the one coming against him with 20,000? And if not, he will send a delegation to him while he is still far away from him, to ask him about conditions for peace. In the same way, any one of you who does not let go of everything he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is a good thing, but if salt loses its saltiness, we cannot restore its taste. It is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. Instead, it is thrown out. Listen to me, you who have ears that can hear.